Following the study session of Yivarech Hashem Mishmecha from Tanakh, we have two study sessions, one from a Mishnah, or the first half of a Mishnah, in Peah Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Elu Dvarim She'en Lohem Shira, Peah Vabikurim Varayon Vagumil Chasadim V'Samut Torah. These are things that have no shir, no perhaps minimum shir, perhaps no maximum shir. We have to discuss that. But there's no fixed amount. And then the next paragraph is Elu Dvarim She'adam Ochel Perosehem Ba'olam Hazeh V'Akeren Kayom Solom Haba. And the second paragraph discusses things that the principal benefit or the principal reward is for the world to come, but the Perosehem, the fruits, the interest, as it were, those benefits are in this world. Now, what the question is, why did the compilers of the Siddur select this section as part of the study session following Birchas HaTorah? I understand why perhaps the Yivarech Hashem Mishmecha paragraph, the Birchas Kohanim, that was selected, as we mentioned before. That's because perhaps it's a bracha, and it's wonderful to read Psukim about a bracha to Klal Yisrael, perhaps connected to the Avodas, to the service of the Korbanos. But why this section? In the Seder Avodas Yisrael, it writes, Mishum shehalachos psukos hein umedabrim b'mitzvot shenogin b'chol eis uv'chol sha'ah uv'chol adam. That these halachos, or these passages contain halachos that were universally undisputed and accepted and are universally applicable to all people and on all occasions. So that's why these sections were selected. Perhaps more specifically, we can find another answer, and that is found in the Tzilusa de Avraham. In this work, it says that basically the goal of both of these passages, the first Elu Devarim and the second Elu Devarim, tell us that Talmud Torah has no fixed amount, has no limit, and that Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, and Talmud Torah is just as great as all the other good deeds that are mitzvot that are mentioned in the second half of this paragraph. So both of these passages highlight the value of Talmud Torah. And so presumably, if you want to pick a study session following Birchas HaTorah, you select a study session that highlights the value of Talmud Torah, and that's why these two passages were selected.